You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16, 2024. Here's the next random clip. Overnightscape Central, no longer, 7/4/11, 33/34 by PQ Ribber and the ONSUG All-Stars.
Summer season. And I remember buying a lot of Marvel comics over there as a little kid. And where else was it? Yeah, there was the United Cigar. And there was Larry's on the far west end of town. And they had a lot of stuff like Cracked Magazine and Sick Magazine, which were the Mad Magazine cheapo substitutes, which after you read Mad Magazine, of course, if you still needed a Jones for that kind of black and white humor, you would grab Cracked and Sick and all of that. And what else was going on there? We had a real butcher shop. I mean, you did a couple of them. There was the Kosher Butcher, and then there was the A&W Butcher. There was the Al Cohn Sports Shop, which is where I got my first pair of leather sneakers. I mean, when I was growing up, you had your flat PF Flyers and your Converse and your Keds. And then I remember Vance Levin showed up at summer camp with some leather Converse, and that was the beginning. And then there was the Adidas and the Puma and, of course, Nike and all of that that developed after. Yeah, let's have a little coffee. There's still coffee left. Oh, man. And what else was going on downtown? There was Kaplan's Delicatessen, which was a world-famous Jewish deli when I was growing up. I mean, people all over the country knew about it. And the Playland Arcade, which is where, one, where my folks met, two, where I spent a good part of my youth and most of the money, extra pocket money, and I worked there and continued to spend a high percentage of what I made right back into the machines, as discussed on an episode of Conspiracy of the Insignificant. Yeah, I was one of the lucky guys because Phil, the owner of the arcade, my mother had worked there, and he was friendly with my father, and he was responsible for my mother and father meeting and was my godfather. So I was lucky in that a little nepotism got me to work at the coolest job in town. I mean, I'm sure everybody wanted to work at the arcade. Although, towards the tail end of when I worked there, it was like the questionable place, and the really good kids weren't allowed to go to the arcade because it was considered, you know, there might be trouble going on, which was possibly the case. I mean, we were right next door to the local bus station, and I remember as a kid, 14 years old, working there, having to, like, when these older drunken people came in, it was my job to get them out, ideally without dealing with the police. And I got really good at the trick was you kind of started talking to them, and then you kind of took them by the arm, and you kind of walked them out the front door of the place, and hoped that once you walked them out and figured out a way to end the conversation and walk back in, they didn't follow you back in. Oh, man. The youth that I had. And then there was Klein's Children's Wear Shop, which was kind of cool.
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16, 2024. Here's the next random clip. ABM Unplugged, Comic Con, 10/10/13, 23/29 by Mike and Frank.
You're living in a trailer park. Great.
Let me see. I wonder how many hits they got in it. I don't know. Anyway, this is our...
That's what happened to
If
our
you
name.
Don't know, somehow, strangely, back when we were going to reform the show back in 2006-ish, I think, we found out that this guy, Stephen Stone...
Yeah.
Well, see, I think this is before we started. It was late 2006. Stephen Stone Productions had registered the website anythingbutmonday.com, and I emailed him about it. He's like, well, great minds think alike, and this and that, but he didn't even start it yet, but then it became this... like girl group wannabe, Anything But Monday, and they moved to South America. They had a reality show in Venezuela or something, and I can't believe they're still around. I thought they had quit, but they're still here just to bother
still
us.
Using our name, right?
Yeah,
perfect.
That's a good song though. 99 bottles of beer in the wall.
Yeah, that's
This is Anything But
making money on that too. Great.
Well, I don't know about that, but Nair. I forgot about Nair. It's amazing.
No, what's amazing is Frankie, like I said before. You know, all the stuff, we just always missed the boat with this whole thing. We had it all lined up. It would have been perfectly great.
Well, I have a theory about that.
Here we go now.
Yes.
You know, Frank Nora, rocket scientist, you're going to give me the scientific theory as to why it didn't coalesce.
I think that we actually achieved incredible success in the original timeline. You know,
right?
Like obviously, sort of like, you know, Back to the Future and stuff.
Right, but
it led to such a terrible outcome.
It's a cataclysmic result.
It may have led to like world destruction in some ways.
Right, and so what happened?
So we went back in time, right, and we sabotaged ourselves at various key points.
Right.
So that did I already talk about this on the show?
No.
Okay. We sabotaged ourselves at key points so that it never happened.
What never happened?
The success.
What success?
I know, exactly.
We did an awesome job.
Yeah.
Whatever we did, I don't even know what you're talking about.
So now we're in this nice leisurely timeline where, well, for me,
this,
it's
this
more
is
leisurely.
Leisure? This is leisure?
For me, it's more leisurely. No, for you, it's like, it's a bit more hectic,
right? Yeah, right. That's what happened. Somehow, there was a point in the timeline where you set yourself up.
Yeah.
It would be a nice leisurely life and left me out dry.
Yes.
In the turmoil.
I worked hard to sort of, you know, mold my timeline to make it more,
user-friendly.
Fun, user-friendly, right, leisurely.
Right.
And yours, you know, maybe you weren't as good at modifying timelines as I was. I don't know.
Yeah, we made a deal when we first met.
Yeah.
Whenever it came time to warping time, space, and reality, you would handle that area.
Yeah.
True or false?
Yeah.
Right. Now you're putting that on me now after the fact?
Well, all memory is wiped out, so we don't know, but
right.
I'm assuming it was your fault.
Of what?
I know. I'm assuming it's your fault that... Yeah. No, this timeline's fine with me, you know? It's you know...
So we're not going to go back to Drew because your fear is getting in trouble to do a radio show.
Well, I just don't know if it's appropriate, you know?
Since when is what we did appropriate, ever? When?
I know, but in our old age,
you have choices now.
In our old age, we need to
we can bring this stuff out of the storage space, and set it up all by a new place, which you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews, March 16th, 2024. Here's the next random clip. Overnightscape Central comic strips 8/22/11. 2030 by PQ Ribber and the ONSUG All Stars.
The best. After the Peanuts. And of course, The Far Side was sort of concurrent with Calvin and Hobbes for many years, 80s and 90s, I think. The Far Side was amazing, it really was. And, you know, they've released, remember they released the complete Far Side, like these two giant, almost encyclopedia volumes, every Far Side ever. The Far Side was really good. It was really funny. And it was different than other comic strips in that it was just sort of single panel weird gags with certain themes that would be, you know, sort of continued throughout. But that was one of the best ever. McCalvin and Hobbes, man. Hold on a second. I mean, I remember in college, there was this kid, Physics Phil, who I befriended, and he was on a couple of our, you know, Anything But Monday productions in college. And this is not something I recorded, but I would go to his room and visit him, and he would act out Calvin and Hobbes. Hold on a second. He would... It's getting windy out here. The storm is coming. Which is like on that pinball machine. Whirlwind, the storm is coming. Get to your shelter. Listen to this. I mean, he was a college kid, but he would like be in his pajamas. And he'd be like, and then Calvin said, oh no. And then Hobbes jumped around and did this. And he was like jumping on his bed and smashing into the wall. It was amazing. It was an amazing moment. A fellow college student acting out Calvin and Hobbes, you know. And then the guy that made it, Bill Waterston, or Waterston, no, Waterston, not Waterston. Yeah, Waterston. He quit, you know. And he basically quit, and he, like, sort of retreated to some town in Maine or New Hampshire or something like that, and never to be heard from since. At least, you know, Charles Schulz, the guy was like, I don't know, 105, and he was still drawing it even though he could hardly move. You know what I mean? I think he realized, like, look, you're the guy that does, you know, Peanuts, and this is not... These comics are special. One guy draws them. It doesn't... A lot of the comics, new people can start drawing. You know, like The Wizard of Id, I'm sure a new guy is drawing it from the original, you know? Sally Forth. I mean, I don't... You know what I mean? There's so many comics. I love comic parodies. In various comic books, maybe in Mad Magazine, you know. Remember For Better or For Worse? They had one, just it was just like, For Worse. And they just made fun of the heart, like bad artwork, but they viewed it as bad artwork. Or, you know, Mary Worth, which was like a... that was a male, that was Mary Worth. Like, this old woman that would like meddle in people's affairs. And the parody was Mary Worthless. You know? I remember there was one parody of the Peanuts. It's called The Nut Peas. And it was like, what'd you get in the mail, Charlie Brown? Or Brownie Charl, whatever. And he's like, yag, radioactive waste.
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16th, 2024. Here's the next random clip. Iggy and the Smart Guys, Three Thirds by the Overnightscape Underground.
Well, there are lots of eight. Time, Newsweek, what have I
been right, The Atlantic Monthly.
It's boring.
The New Republic.
It's boring. It's like news and stuff. Oh, you know?
The only thing you can find of interest is in Penthouse 4.
I mean, oh, Hot Rod. That's a cool magazine. So, this closes debate with something. All right. So basically, my point is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So what's your point?
Well, our point, I think, is virtue, happiness, peace, God, the world of ideas and ideals.
That's all sissy stuff. What the hell are you talking about? Sissy, peace, and God, and all this stuff.
What's the use of even going on with this debate, guys? What's the use of even going on with this uncultured,
I tell you,
uncultured
something right now.
Chris,
you're kind of guy.
What's the use of it?
This is the kind of
scum that has brought our society
Mr. Maddox,
down.
Let me tell you something. You have no idea what the hell's going on, okay? That's it. That's the end. Stop it. Stop it right there. Stop it. I can't go on.
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16th, 2024. Here's the next random clip. Ugh, month in review, January 2023. 2/10/23, 36/53 by Frank Edward Nora.
College, they mingled with the college. They got into a whole different life, a whole different style of life. But it was the ones that hung around town, had a hard time leaving, you know. And, I got in fights with some of them. I got punched out by, cold cocked by one. Well, sort of kind of cold cocked by another one. Got my face all cut open with his high school ring, you know. because I'm always mouthing off at him. Hell, I was mouthing off at bikers. I mean, bikers. I mean, one percenters that would hang. We had like a sort of like a hippie slash biker ranch house in the neighborhood. And, you know, there was a girl that lived there that was our age. We hung out there all the time. All the deadheads, right? All the deadheads in town hung out over there. And I had a bunch of friends that were deadheads. And so I hung out over there, too. I wasn't necessarily a deadhead, per se. But, it was the first concert I went to. I was not unfamiliar. I know most of the songs. I've heard them 1,000 times over because of the company that I kept. And a lot of that was
Beatles. And, I'm having fun. I am admittedly, confessedly having great fun. The little young PQ Ribber would be proud of me. And at some point, somewhere, maybe I'll slap together a patch or something like one. Gene Shepherd's comments on the Beatles. If you want a caustic approach, there are a couple things. There is a Limelight show where he describes, he actually was a journalist who traveled with the Beatles earlier on in their fame for Life magazine, and he talks about that almost in the time that it happened, and that's very good. And later on, probably 68, I'm going to have to find the episode. But Gene Shepard, a friend of Gene Shepard's, passed on from drug usage. And Gene blamed it all on the Beatles and their libertine promotion of the use of these things. And, yeah, he was not at all happy with the Beatles that evening either. That notwithstanding, I'm always good at digressing and going off into some, like, thing. This is a virtue. Maybe. I don't know. But I do it. And we'll just let that roll along. And let's start things off here on this Overnightscape Central. And hear what our pal, Shambles Constant, has to say about the Please Please Me album.
It's the middle of the night. And I'm recording this. I was going to record this last night, and...
Phone right now. 487-4515.
You are being watched. Watched by the Kraft Mystery Shop.
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16th, 2024. Here's the next random clip. Hey everybody, it's Jimbo. Special, 5th chat with PQ, 089. 2/15/16/04/12 by Jimbo, PQ Ribba.
Good ones came out of that, including my favorites, Gunsmoke, Rawhide, Have Gun Will Travel, The Rifleman, and Maverick. Those are my five favorite TV westerns. I guess Gunsmoke is my favorite. I've never seen a Gunsmoke episode that I didn't like. A lot of them were taken directly from the scripts from the radio. And then you had to have Gun Will Travel, which came before the radio show. So this, I think that's the only show in history where there was a TV show and then there was a radio show on afterwards that mimics the television show. It's not my favorite, but I like it a lot. Maverick with James Garner. Oh, man. All the Maverick brothers were good, but I love James Garner the best. And Rawhide with Clint Eastwood. He's not the star, but that movie propelled him into stardom. And, of course, The Rifleman. The Rifleman. That's another Saturday afternoon kind of kick back and watch type shows. So what are your favorite westerns? What is it that made westerns so popular, in your opinion? And also, what were some of your favorite westerns?
Oh, man, I anticipated you just a little bit, Mr. TV Western guy. Yeah, our tastes, we are like right there. I think you hit all the high points. I mean, as a wee little kid, I loved the Cisco Kid, but and the Rifleman. The Rifleman was really as a kid. Probably because of the violence, and that there was a kid I could identify with. Oh man, what a simpering little wimp! When I think back, though, at Johnny Crawford, who was also some sort of teen idol as well, and Chuck Connors, of course, I think he played pro basketball and pro baseball, and was a somewhat of a small-time movie and TV star in mostly westerns. What could I tell you? Oh man, he could swing a rifle, though. Why? Why were they so popular? It was the post-war era. They were cheap to produce, apparently, once you had the sets up and everything, I would imagine. It was a genre where they could safely deal with certain dramatic issues, perhaps. There's lots of loud noise and action. I mean, early television, nothing stood still for very long. at least nothing successful that I can think of. So, you know, there was drama, and at the end, people shot guns. So it because the whole family had to sit around the television as opposed to everybody having their own device to watch programs on, I think programs had to be more of a wide array. And, yeah, the Western...
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16th, 2024. Here's the next random clip. The Paunch Stevenson Show, Episode 135, 6/29/09/02/26 by Greg and Rob.
Well, this has been a... Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
But I have a question. It's been a tough year for Cannonball Run alumni. Really? DeLuise died.
Oh, yeah. A few episodes
ago. I mean, there's nobody left from Cannonball Run except for, like, Burt Reynolds. And that is a rat!
Where?
It just ran past there.
Oh. I thought you meant it was coming in the car.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds is still alive. Roger Moore.
Oh. Wait, he was in that?
Yeah. Roger Moore.
I'm going to have to see this movie now.
Roger Moore was a Jewish guy named Seymour Grossman, yeah, or something like that. And he was pretending to be Roger Moore.
What?
I don't know.
I'll just have to watch
And Jamie Farr. Jamie Farr is still alive.
From MASH?
Yes. He was the Sheik or something like that.
Speaking of Jamie Farr, I saw your favorite Alan Alda's coming out with a book.
God. Yeah!
So, could you imagine if he recorded an audiobook version of it? What would it sound like?
I spent a lot of years on MASH, yeah!
You know, he used to do the old, very, very early 1980s Atari computer commercials.
Well, he actually... In fairness to Alan Alda, he does, I don't know which channel, if it's a History Channel or Discovery, but he's like one of those guys that does like narration on the shows.
Yeah.
It's PBS. It's something with PBS that he does.
Yeah.
He's actually very good at it. I mean, we joke about him. I like Alan Alda.
No, I know. We like Alan Alda, but he does have that unique voice.
Yeah. No, it's just... The reason I goof on him is because there's a horrible portrayal that he did in Murder at 1600 with Wesley Snipes. It's just...
What?
It's just awful.
Okay.
He basically was acting like John Voight did in the first Transformers.
Oh.
Over the top.
Robots.
Robots.
Wait. I have a question. And look, I'm not... putting down Farrah Fawcett. She's fine, right?
Yeah.
But it's another example of a celebrity dies, an actor dies, and all of a sudden now the person is this big genius. And it's like, oh, Farrah Fawcett, we loved her. She was so awesome. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not a Farrah Fawcett expert. But what has she done after Charlie's Angels 30 years ago? Anything?
No.
So, you loved her for what? TV show?
I don't know that that was the reason that people have been supportive of her. It was, you know, that she was, you know, had the cancer. And
I know. But, I'm not belittling that, but it's just like, we loved her so much. She did a TV show.
You are listening to OnSug Radio. This is Archive Previews. March 16th, 2024. Here's the next random clip. Over Nightscape Central, Wide Open, 2/2/21, 11/55 by PQ Ribber, Chad Bowers, Doc Sleaze, Frank Edward Nora.
And I haven't even finished the book yet. But it's quite wonderful. It talks about working with other legendary programmers such as Todd Fry, David Crane, Rob Fulop. All right, we're getting some bananas. so many, you know. Bob Whitehead, David Lubar, Doug Neubauer, Ed Salvo, Steve Cartwright, Warren Robinette, Freakin' Adventure, Slot Racers. Man, go back and play some Slot Racers. Play some two-player Slot Racers, and you'll see why. That game was loved. That game was fast.
And furious, buddy. It was fast and furious.
Gonna skip the soup section here. You know, if you have Amazon Prime, you can get Whole Foods to deliver free if you place an order bigger than $30. Whole Foods has great soups. If you want kind of their something they sell that won't rip you off, I think the kind of two serving size of their restaurant quality soup for $5 is pretty good deal. All right, I got some blueberries, got some sandwich meat. Do I need some naan? Yes, I do. Oh man, it's hard. You know, I love the roasted garlic, but Laura says my breath is horrible when I eat garlic. My whole body sweats it out. But that's because I really like garlic. Sometimes you go to the right restaurant, you know, and you get some nut chef that loves garlic as much as you do. Man, it's so good. So good, you know. Good wine, wasted on garlic. Getting wasted on garlic, I mean, with good wine. Mmm. Good bread, of course. Bread is the staff of life, should never be the shaft of life. Let's get a plain bagel. Nope, let's get Laura some of these. You ever buy this Dave's thin slice? Like the sprouted whole wheat? Sprouted whole grains? Oops. Right. And we're shot.